Good evening, and welcome to evening prayer for week 3 of Advent. As we come to the end of the day, let's take a moment to just quiet ourselves and begin with silence. As we prepare to pray, let our thoughts drift back to the day and the different interactions we had. Think about those things that were difficult, those things that may have been disappointing, those things that were challenging, those things that were inspiring. Was anything life-giving? Were there any behaviors, thoughts, actions that you did that were inconsistent with following Christ? As we prepare to pray, let's take a moment to confess. Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault and thought and word and deed and what I have done and what I have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me all my offenses and grant that I may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Receive now the blessing of God. Heavenly Father, grant your faithful people, merciful Lord, pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from our sins and serve you with a quiet mind through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we begin to pray, realize now that we go into the fellowship, the love community that exists between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We become part of that love, and we become people who are welcomed into the presence of God. Let us pray. Lord, open our lips and our mouths to proclaim your praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O gladsome light of the holy glory of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun and our eyes behold the vesper light, we sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by joyful voices, O Son of God, giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. Psalms 126. When the Lord restored our fortunes, we were like men who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with song. Restore to us our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing seed to sow, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee and the town of Nazareth, Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to his firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. A reading from the Gospel of Mark. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, Lord, you now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. A reading from the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel sent from God to a city of Galilee to Nazareth to a virgin betrothed by a man who was named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you have conceived in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great and be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, of all that is visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, eternally begotten from the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, universal, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sin. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For the day that is past, that worry and every anxious fear may be put away from us, that Christ would be glorified in all we have done, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, that the angels of the Lord our God would encamp around us, that our weary souls may find rest in Christ our Savior, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Grant us your peace, for only in you can we live in safety. We pray for those in sickness, grief, persecution, bondage, fear, or loneliness. Lord, have mercy. Let us take some time to offer our own prayers. Blessed Lord, who caused the Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read them, mark them, learn them, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Most Holy God, the source of all good desires, all right judgments, and all just works, give us, your servants, the peace which the world cannot give, so that our minds may be fixed on the doing of your will, that we, being delivered from the fear of all enemies, may live in peace and quietness through the mercies of Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary, bless the dying, soothe the suffering, pity the afflicted, shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.